All right, this is Hannah Martin. I am 19. It is November 23rd, 2017. I am here talking to Jimmy Sue Clem. She is my grandmother, and we are in Austin, Texas. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood and what you were like as a child?
Yes, I can. I'm not quite so sure how what I was like, but I always liked to be liked, I think. I worried about that a lot. I had a great relationship with my grandfather and my grandmother, and I remember them more so than I do my parents in different areas. My mom was not well when I was growing up and young, and we lived in a one-bedroom little house, mm-hmm. and so my mom had to go to another town to be in a hospital. Actually, it was in Dallas, and she went there to be in a hospital for a year. And so it just happened that we lived across the street from my grandmother and grandfather. So my dad would go to work every day, and I would go over to my grandmother's, and she would take care of me, and or when I was ready for school, I would walk to school from her house, come home in the afternoon to her house. I can always remember one of the things that I loved to do was couldn't wait to get home because I walked into her kitchen, and she had like a metal pan on the top of her old stove, and in it she had baked sweet potatoes that were cool, and I would eat it like a banana. You would peel it and eat it like a banana, and I thought that was really neat because my mother never did that. But my mother got well and came home, and when she did, we moved into a larger home, and we had a very happy life after that.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
I'm not quite so sure how I can answer that one. What advice would I give to
your teenage self, yeah.
Can you turn it off?
Good. All right, let's just move on to the next one. So what are your proudest, personally or professionally? Okay, let me start that over. What was the proudest you've been personally or professionally in your life?
I guess it would be after I finished working at Texas Children's Hospital. That was my proudest. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it very much because I was around very, very sick children, and I could see progress all the time. Mm-hmm. So that was really a great time for me when I was at Texas Children's. I was a teacher, and I did enjoy teaching, but I really enjoyed working at Texas Children's after I was a little bit older.
All right. Can you tell us a little more about being Mrs. Greenville?
Miss.
Actually, it was Miss Greenville, but that's fine. I was Miss Greenville when I was a senior in high school. And because of that, we lived in a small town near Dallas, and the weekend of the Cotton Bowl game, I got to be in the Cotton Bowl parade and ride in a convertible, sitting on the back of a convertible down the streets of Dallas. That was probably my most memorable thing is Miss Greenville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
My happiest memory, I honestly think, was when Carrie and Steve got married.
Aww.
That was one of my most happy days. I don't remember that much about Carrie being born as I do about when they married. I mean, I remember about her being born, not that, but I just remember the wonderful memories that I had when they got married.
Aww. That's really sweet. Can you tell me about someone who had a big influence on your life?
One of my teachers in high school, my English teacher, Mrs. Baker, was probably the most influential teacher I mm-hmm. ever had. Mm-hmm. But she was a lovely lady. She wore beautiful jewelry. Mm-hmm. She was very smart. And I just always wanted to be like Mrs. Baker. Mm-hmm. And she, even though I don't read very much now, she did teach me how to read and enjoy reading.
Can you tell me about a historic event that had a big impact on your life? Maybe like the Civil Rights Movement or the assassination of John F. Kennedy?
I can remember exactly where I was when John F. Kennedy was mm-hmm. assassinated. I had only been married a year, not even a year. We had not been married. Russell and I had not been married a year. And I taught first grade, and I was in my reading circle with my first graders. Mm-hmm. And the janitor of the school came in and whispered in my ear that John F. Kennedy had been killed. Mm-hmm. And this was right before Thanksgiving, and we were going to go to Greenville for the Thanksgiving holidays. We left the next day, so that meant we were in Dallas. We were going through Dallas. We got to my parents' home in Greenville, and the next... Part of that weekend was on Sunday. We went to church. My dad did not go to church. He owned a funeral home, and he stayed always at the funeral home, usually, so other people could go to church. And we met him at the cafeteria. And when we met him, he looked so different. And he said, "You're not going to believe what I just saw on TV." And he said, "I just saw Jack Ruby get killed."
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Lee Harvey Oswald, right. And that, I mean, it was just amazing that he had said that. Mm-hmm. And I can remember that to this day.
So, changing topic a little bit, what is one of your favorite memories of me?
Of you, probably when you were born, for sure. Yeah. But let's see, you were an only grandchild then, naturally.
Yeah.
And so, and you had this precious little red curly hair. And one day, and you called Russell, your grandfather, you called him Pop. Mm-hmm. And so, one day, he had done something that you liked, and I can't even remember that, but you just took him by the cheeks, and you said, "Oh, my sweet puppy." Oh. And I think that was the cutest thing I'd ever seen you do as a little child.
I don't remember that, but that is so sweet. Is there anything that you've never told me, but you want to tell me now?
Oh, my goodness. I can't think of anything that I maybe would have been, not I don't mean ashamed, but that I wouldn't want you to know, but I think everything's okay. I don't think I have anything to hide from you.
It doesn't have to be, it doesn't have to be like something super scandalous or anything.
I used to like to be with my grandparents all the time. They were like, I love my parents, I don't mean that, but I love my grandparents so much. And my grandfather used to take me with him and fishing in an old pond out near mm-hmm. Greenville. And sometimes on Friday night when he would come home from work also, and I lived across the street from them, and then I lived with them for so long. I can remember him coming home, and he would have gone downtown to this little man who had a cart, that always had his cart by the post office, and he sold tamales. And I always liked to for my granddad to bring those home because I could. He wrapped them in newspaper, and there was something about the greased newspaper once. I could smell him when he was coming in the door. Mm-hmm. I love staying with him.
Mm-hmm. So I'm wearing a diamond necklace that's in our family. Can you tell me a little bit more about the diamond that I'm wearing?
Well, I can. My parents gave me that diamond when I graduated from high school. That was my graduation gift. And then, and it was a ring then. Then I passed it on to your mom, Carrie. And it was in a ring at that time. And then Carrie ended up having it put in the pendant. Mm-hmm. And that's the pendant that that you have on right now.
Yeah.
So we'll want you to pass that along too someday. You have to give up.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for chatting.
I enjoyed it.
No problem. Very good.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.